Okay, I began following the trail of clues and realized that he had quit work early that afternoon and had come home to cook dinner out on the barbecue grill. Yes, of course. It was all coming clear now. These were his outdoor barbecue clothes. He walked over to the barbecue grill and appeared to be carrying a plate of something in his right hand. Left hand. Who cares? He was carrying a plate and set it down on the little tray on the side of the grill. Then he lifted the lid, threw some small chunks of mesquite wood inside, and squirted the wood with, what did he call it? Boy Scout juice. Yes, that was it. Boy Scout juice. And then he lit a match and flipped it onto the wood, and it began to burn. That was a pretty neat trick, catching a load of mesquite on fire with one match. I mean, mesquite is hard wood and hard to catch on fire, right? But Loper did it with one match. Pretty amazing, although... Okay, I soon realized that the so-called Boy Scout juice was actually charcoal lighter, and that Loper was using shortcuts and tricks to get his fire started. But in typical cowboy fashion, he had invented a phony name for it to conceal the fact that... I don't know what. Maybe he was trying to be funny. They do that all the time, you know, and we dogs have a terrible time trying to figure out what's going on. I mean, what's wrong with calling charcoal lighter? Call it what it is, and then everyone, including us dogs, will know what we're talking about. But that's not what they do. They make up all these silly names, and they're always trying to be funny, but they're not. Not funny at all. If you ask me, never mind. Anyway, the record will show that Loper was a lazy fire builder and used dangerous explosives to start his mesquite fire. He looked into the fire for a few minutes, then glanced at his watch and said, 20 minutes. And then he and his skinny, ridiculous, mayonnaise-colored legs went back into the house. Let me tell you, if I owned a pair of legs like that, I would keep them covered up. I would undress in a darkened room, maybe even a cellar, and I would never expose them to the general public, not even to my loyal dogs. But you know, one of the more touching aspects of our relationship with humans is that we dogs keep many dark secrets about our masters. It's part of our cow-dog oath. We are sworn never to reveal the dark secrets of their lives. Take Slim Chance, for example. The general public sees him as a normal man, your average hired hand on your average cattle ranch.